Good morning. My guest this morning is Caroline Quilici, the Director of Events at Jack London State Historic Park. Good morning, Caroline.
Good morning.
Well, there is so much going on at Jack London State Park that I'm bewildered. What's next? What's the next thing we're going to be talking about?
Well, the next thing I want to talk about is one of the most exciting things, because Jack London Park's mission is to cultivate and develop our next generation's young environmental stewards. Our education manager at the park has put together several different days, and I think they happen each other month, and these are called Family Fun Days.
Okay.
They're free. You don't need to sign up. She highlights these on our website, and there are several different very fun learning activities. And the first one is on May 20th. It was supposed to be in April, but it got rained out.
Along with everything else.
So it's called Nature's Recyclers, where they're going to take a quick look at nature's own recycling systems and how humans can reduce, reuse, and recycle too.
Great.
And each activity, it starts probably at about 10 and goes to 12:30. There's different places within the park where they will meet to do these things. So there's one on May 20th with hopefully good weather. The next one's June 9th, August 12th, and October 14th. So as you can see, it goes throughout the year. It's been planned out. And each one is a different theme that combines natural science, art, and sustainability.
This sounds like a great sort of activity for parents and kids to share.
Yeah, absolutely. Come to the park, and maybe you're new to the area. Bring your kids, and these are kids who are not officially, a lot of them, in school already. But it's also a way to explore Jack London Park, which is vast with all of its different plants and diversity and buildings and history, and a way for these kids to be introduced to the park, and it's free.
It sounds to me like this is a way that kids and parents, too, can learn to honor science rather than as portions of our government seem intent on doing, pretend that science doesn't exist.
Yes, yes. We have a very talented educational manager, and she's a naturalist, and science is her thing. I think it's nothing more than exciting that when a young child learns, this is why birds fly in this way, or lizards hang on rocks. And
give an example of something that that kids can learn in a situation like
Well,
this.
Well, the one, Talons and Trails, that's the name of the activity scheduled for June 10th.
Uh-huh.
This one I'm excited about because it's going to take place at the park, but it's the focus is all about the unique body structures and behaviors that help birds survive and thrive in the wild.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
And what's fun is that we're partnering with Santa Rosa Bird Rescue Center, who will bring some birds out to the park. The kids will be able to meet real live raptors up close at an exciting presentation from their experts. And then they take a walk to the Wolf House ruins and investigate birds in the forest and play learning games. So there's a lot of science packed into that.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for coming in and thanks for telling us about all this excitement. Let's tell people that both information and tickets online. It's jacklondonpark.com/family-fun-days. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.